Paddington stared at Mrs. Brown as if he could hardly believe his ears. "You've dropped my tooth down the waste disposal," he exclaimed. "I shan't even be able to put it under my pillow now." Mrs. Brown peered helplessly into the gaping hole at the bottom of her kitchen sink. "I'm awfully sorry, dear," she replied. "It must have been in the leavings when I cleared up after breakfast. I think you'll have to leave a note explaining what happened." It was a tradition in the Browns' household that anyone who lost a tooth and left it under their pillow that night would find it replaced by 50 pence the next morning, and Paddington looked most upset at being deprived of this experience. "Perhaps we could try looking under the cover outside," suggested Judy hopefully. "It might still be in the drain." "I shouldn't think so," said Jonathan. "Those waste disposals are jolly good. They grind up anything. It even managed that everlasting toffee Paddington gave me yesterday. It was a super one," he added hastily as he caught Paddington's eye. "I wish I could make one half as nice. It was a bit big, though. I couldn't quite finish it." "Well," said Mr. Brown, returning to the vexed question of Paddington's tooth, "at least it didn't jam the machine. We've only had it a fortnight." But if Mr. Brown was trying to strike a cheerful note, he failed miserably, for Paddington gave him a very hard stare indeed. "I've had my tooth ever since I was born," he said, "and it was my best one. I don't know what Aunt Lucy's going to say when I write and tell her." And with that parting shot, he hurried out of the kitchen and disappeared upstairs in the direction of his room, leaving behind a very unhappy group of Browns indeed. "I don't see how anyone can have a best tooth," said Mr. Brown, as he made ready to leave for the office. "Well," said Mrs. Bird, their housekeeper, "best or not, I must say I don't blame that bear. I don't think I'd be too happy at the thought of one of my teeth going down a waste disposal, even if it was an accident." "It would have to be Paddington's," said Judy. "You know how he hates losing anything, especially when it's something he's cleaned twice a day." "We shall never hear the last of it," agreed Mrs. Brown. She looked round the kitchen at the remains of the breakfast things. "I do hate Mondays. I don't know why, but there always seems to be more dried egg on the plates than any other day." The others fell silent. It was one of those mornings at No. 32 Windsor Gardens. Things had started badly when Paddington announced that he'd found a bone in his boiled egg. But remembering a similar occurrence some years before with a Christmas pudding, the Browns had pooh-poohed the idea at first, and it wasn't until a little later on, when he'd gone upstairs to do his Monday morning accounts, that the trouble had really begun. A sudden cry of alarm had brought the rest of the family racing to the scene, only to find Paddington on his bed with a pencil stuck between a large gap where one of his back teeth should have been. Immediately, the whole house had been in an uproar. The bed was stripped, carpets were turned back, the vacuum cleaner emptied, pockets turned out. Paddington even tried standing on his head in case he'd swallowed the lost half by mistake, but all to no avail. It was nowhere to be seen. It wasn't until Mrs. Bird remembered the episode with the boiled egg that they suddenly put two and two together and went scurrying back downstairs again as fast as their legs would carry them. But they were too late. Before they were halfway down, they heard a loud grinding noise coming from the kitchen, and they arrived there just in time to see Mrs. Brown switch the machine off. The waste disposal was still a new toy in the household. Everything from used matchsticks to old bones was fed into its ever-open mouth, but never in her wildest moments would Mrs. Brown have dreamed of disposing of one of Paddington's teeth, and she was as upset as anyone when she realised what had happened. "I can't see them taking him on the National Health," she said. "Perhaps he'd better go to the vet." "Certainly not," said Mrs. Bird decidedly. "He'll have to go as a private patient. I'll ring Mr. Leach straight away." Although the Browns' housekeeper kept a firm hand on Paddington's goings-on, she was always quick to come to his aid in time of trouble, and she bustled out of the room in a very determined manner. All the same, the others awaited her return with some anxiety. For although Mr. Leach had looked after the family's teeth for more years than they cared to remember, he'd never actually been asked to deal with one of Paddington's before. They weren't at all sure how he would view the matter, and their spirits rose when Mrs. Bird reappeared wearing her coat and hat. "Mr. Leach will see him as soon as we can get there," she announced. He keeps a free period for emergencies.